Exercise 8. During the 16th and 17th centuries, from a rare and high-priced luxury item, sugar became an ordinary consumer product. In Europe before the 16th century, for example, a kilogram of sugar cost the equivalent of 30 to 40 days' wages paid to an urban manual laborer. During the first half of the 18th century in England, on the other hand, the same amount of sugar cost less than one day's wages, wages that had not greatly increased in the interval. This fact largely explains the rapid rise in the consumption of sugar. In commercial countries, and especially in the cities of commercial countries, consumption had reached considerable levels by the beginning of the 18th century. Thus, in 1730, the average European consumed less than half a kilogram of sugar a year, while the average Englishman went through nearly 5 kilograms a year. But the average citizen of one of the commercial cities would probably have consumed some 10 to 15 kilograms a year, that is, enough to cover 7 to 9% of his annual caloric needs.